In the Gospel reading today, we hear St. Elizabeth crying out to our Blessed Lady, saying to her, "Blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb." And the recognition that the child in her womb is God, as she says, "And who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Now, this is a very important passage in a variety of ways. What I want to look at today as we consider the readings is that we're talking about things that are very small. And I say that because many of us, probably most of us, will look at ourselves that way too. We can all look at the TV and hear about the so-called great ones, and we're not one of them. Praise God. But at the same time that we think about that, consider what Elizabeth is saying about Jesus at the time of the visitation. Jesus would have been conceived in his mother's womb only a few days before. In other words, he would be tiny, microscopic, and yet he is God. In his humility, he made himself so small. And on top of that, he came to the most humble human person ever to have lived. So we have Our Lady, who sees herself as exceedingly small. We have our Lord, who is God, who makes himself tiny. And then he comes to a place where, as we heard in the first reading today, is too small to be among the clans of Judah, Bethlehem Ephratah. So small that it's not even counted. And yet from there, he says, "I will raise up the Messiah." God chooses the small. When God chose Israel, he said, "I did not choose you because you were the greatest of all nations." He said, "In fact, you are the smallest of all nations." That's why he chose them. And then remember when they were being persecuted by the Midianites. God chose Gideon. And Gideon said, "My family is the smallest, and I'm the smallest one in my family." So in other words, you chose the smallest of the small. It doesn't make sense to us. We think God ought to choose the great ones. They're the ones who are going to do all the great things. No, that is not correct. Look at the ones who did the greatest things. They were the small ones. And you might look at yourself and think yourself to be very insignificant. God doesn't think so. In fact, there is an old African proverb that said, "If you think that you're too small to make a difference, try sleeping in a tent with a mosquito." The mosquito is very small and makes a big difference. And so just you can make a huge difference. How? The same way that we see all these others. It's through your spiritual life. It's through your prayer. The smaller that we are, the more powerful our prayer is going to be. That's why the prayers of children are so powerful. They are so humble, and they are so innocent, and they are so beautiful that their prayers have great power. And what tends to happen is as we get older, we lose our innocence and we lose our simplicity. And sadly, we lose our humility. And then our prayers aren't quite so powerful because they're not so pure anymore. In other words, because our prayers become more and more selfish. And the more selfish they become, the less powerful they're going to be. So what we're going to see here this week are a bunch of people who are very small. We have our Blessed Lady and we have Saint Joseph with their great humility. We have Jesus, of whom the second reading tells us that God didn't want sacrifice and offering, but a body you have given me. And talk about humility. This is Almighty God who comes to us and takes a human body and is born as a human baby. And they're going to be in a place that is so small that it was ignored. We're going to hear about the shepherds, the least in the land. And they're the ones that the angels appeared to. The angels didn't appear to the great ones. They appeared to the little ones. So for all of us then to look at it and say, if that's the case, then to be small is a great blessing. How often people think that they want to be something great. And all you need to do is look at some of these great ones and look at what their lives are. They're usually a disaster. Look at what happens when people win the lottery and suddenly they've got all this money. They usually crash. Look at the ones who become the celebrities. They're a scandal. And so you look at these kinds of things and you say, do I really want to be great? Do I really want to have all kinds of money? Do I really want to have all kinds of power? For what? If we are simple, if we are small, God can do great things with us. If we think that we're great, we don't allow God to do anything because we don't need him. We're great all by ourselves. That's what Satan thought too. Look at where it got him. So what we learn with Christmas is to be small. Oftentimes people will say Christmas is for children. Well, Jesus told us we have to become like little children if we want to enter the kingdom of God. Which means if we're little, if we're small, then Christmas is for us. If we think that we're too good for Christmas, think about what that means. We're too good for God. So we need to look at the humility. We need to look at our lives and ask ourselves if we're really willing to live in that simple, humble, quiet way. If we want God to do good things through us, then we need to get out of the way. And we need to let him do the work. And God can do great things through you. And there is no reason why he can't. You might look at it and say, who am I? Isn't that what we heard Elizabeth say today? Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? She is with child. She is with the forerunner of Jesus. She is pregnant with the greatest man born of woman. And she is saying, who am I? She didn't look at our Blessed Lady and say, look what I've got. Look at me. Aren't I wonderful? This is great. Look at. No, she didn't do that. And neither did you hear Our Lady saying that. Our Lady isn't saying, look, my child's bigger than yours. Mine's better. My child is God. Yours is just the forerunner. No, there was no competition. There's no bragging. There's no pride in either one of them. It's the humility and the simplicity that we see. That's something every one of us is capable of doing. No matter what God is asking, no matter how simple it might seem. Once again, we're going to hear about the shepherds. They're the ones that God brought to be the first ones to adore our blessed Lord. Who were they? We don't even know their names after all these years. They were just the little humble ones. And they were the first that God called. So again, something all of us can think about. Every last one of us has been called by God for whatever reason He wants to call us. We can look at what our Blessed Lady did. We could look at St. Elizabeth. We can look at our Lord and St. John the Baptist. God called them, yes, to very specific things, then very great things. God is calling you to something very specific as well. And in your eyes, it might not seem all that great. But then ask yourself, when you've got Elizabeth and Zechariah, who are probably in their 60s or around 70 at this point, and they're going to have a baby, were they looking at themselves as being anything too great? When St. John the Baptist went down by the Dead Sea and put on some animal fur and ate grasshoppers, was he looking at himself as being anything too terribly great? He simply said, "I'm the voice of one in the desert." So it wasn't a matter that they thought that they were great. It's a matter that we can look at what God did through them and say, God did great things through these people. God can do great things through you. And the smaller that we will make ourselves, the greater God can work. That's what we have to be about. And so Christmas is a great time to really be able to think about that. Are we small? Are we humble? Are we servants? What a great opportunity. Christmas is in America is all about me. What did I get? How much is in it for me? What about me? That's not what Christmas is about. You don't see Jesus and Mary doing things about themselves. Christmas is about charity. It's about the other. It's about dying to self and giving and living for others. To be small and to be charitable. If there is one feast out of the entire year that we could honestly say is the feast of charity, the feast of love, true charity, it is Christmas. We all know that about babies. You look at a baby and all you can see is love. That's what they're all about. Now, if we're not small, we look at a baby and we see something that makes lots of noise and something that requires changing and doing all kinds of things, and we see them maybe as a burden. If you make yourself small, all you can see is love. What do children see when they see a baby? Children light up when they see a baby. They are absolutely in love with babies. Because they're innocent. Because they're humble. Because they love. Imagine if we were so innocent and humble and loving, we too would be able to see that baby and love him. And even more, unlike a regular baby, because he is God. we can even allow him to love us. You'd have to be really humble for that to happen. To actually allow ourselves to be so vulnerable with that child that we would allow him to love us. But that is exactly what he's asking. If this is the feast of charity, the love of God in human form, he wasn't looking for sacrifice. He wasn't looking for holocausts. He took a body instead so that he could express in a fully human form what true charity looks like. Yes, it is expressed most perfectly on the cross. But in the manger in Bethlehem, in a town that is too small, with a mother who is totally, absolutely humble, and therefore totally and absolutely charitable, we have a baby who is pure love and who is pure humility. And he is inviting us to be part of that. This is not something that just happened 2,000 years ago that we're just going to remember it in a couple of days. This is something we're going to celebrate and something that should happen in our hearts. Maybe it would be true if we look at Scripture and said, my heart, too small to be numbered among anything else. But if that's the case, isn't that where God is going to come? To the one who is small. Pray for that grace. Now we've got just a few days left. Pray for that grace to be able to be humble, to be able to be loving, to learn from Jesus and Mary so that we can pick that up, so that he can truly be born in our hearts and that we can have the same disposition as Our Lady. Again, think about what she did on Christmas. She didn't simply say, look, this is my baby, get out. Or as we might even think these days in our antiseptic society, oh my goodness, the shepherds, they didn't have a shower, my baby might get sick. No, she didn't say that. She held the baby out to them. She showed them the Messiah. If he is in your heart, you too can hold that child out for others. You too can bring him into the world. If we are small enough, if we are humble enough, if we are loving enough, that's what we need to be praying for, to become like him so that he can work through us. That he who has chosen somebody as small as you and me can actually do something that is profoundly great, and that is to bring the love of God into this world.